In January, Republicans are going to control both houses of the U.S. Congress. That means a big change for Washington senior senator Patty Murray. Murray has outlined education as one of her top priorities in the coming session. Specifically, she wants to reauthorize the No Child Left Behind Act. She spoke with us from her office in Washington, D.C.
I think that the one thing that we can all agree on is that the current No Child Left Behind law is not working. That the goals and intentions were good, but the dynamics of it have created just problems for students, teachers, our kids. I mean, everyone agrees it needs to be reauthorized. I have already started talking with the new incoming chairman, Senator Alexander, about how we can work together to find some common ground and fix this broken law.
Some teachers and advocates feel that No Child Left Behind puts way too much emphasis on high-stakes test scores. What about that part of the act?
Well, I think that everyone agrees that we need to know how our kids are doing. Are they learning what they need to learn before we send them on to another grade or graduate from the college? Where the question comes in is, are we testing too often, or are those tests being used in ways that don't help our students? And I think there's a lot of ways that we can look at fixing this federal law that makes sure that we give assessments at the federal level and at the state levels that aren't overlapping, but that help our teachers know whether the students that are in their classroom are learning and they know how to do a better job with that. So that is an issue that I'll be working on a lot.
I'm speaking with Washington Senior Senator Patty Murray about her education priorities for 2015, and one of them is expanding pre-K education. Both the president and the Republicans have a pre-K plan. What would you like to see in a universal preschool bill?
I feel very passionately about this. We are watching countries globally who are really focusing on kids who are 3 and 4 and 5, so they come to school ready to learn and are able to get the skills they need. If we in this country ignore that, and we know that all of the studies show how important this is, if we ignore that, 15 years from now, our graduating kids are not going to be able to compete globally, much less here in this country. So I'm looking at how we can expand the Elementary and Secondary Education Act to make sure that our country focuses in what all of us need to do, which is on early childhood education.
You know, you mentioned your passion for this education issue. What is it about this issue that personally speaks to you, that personally fires you up?
There's a lot. But as you know, I was a former preschool teacher, the only one serving here in the Senate. And I know that I could tell who was going to be successful when they entered K-12 and who was not, just by those kids in my classroom. I am stunned when I hear today teachers who tell me in kindergarten and first grade that they have kids in their classroom, 60 or 70% of kids in their classroom, who do not know how to open a book, turn a page, or hold a pencil. You can tell without knowing much about education that those kids are going to struggle learning and get behind and not be able to be competitive once they get into the higher grades. We need to help those kids get those skills. All of our kids get those skills early on so that when they do get into our K-12 system, they're ready to go.
The Affordable Care Act has been a subject of constant strife in Congress, with the Republican-controlled House voting numerous times to weaken the act or repeal it. Do you think the Affordable Care Act will continue to be a big sticking point in the upcoming Congress?
Well, here's what I know. We have spent a number of years now with the only debate about health care getting any attention here in Congress is whether or not to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The Affordable Care Act had very important goals, and it is achieving those goals in making sure that the number of people who are uninsured today is dropping dramatically. That has an economic impact because the cost of health care is less, but it's a personal issue as well. If you had been denied health care because of a pre-existing condition, or if your kids turned 18, 19 and didn't have health care, or if you just were denied health care coverage for whatever reason, this was a health care crisis for you, and the Affordable Care Act has changed that. Is the law perfect? Of course not. It is a major piece of legislation. We are learning, and we do need to look at it to make sure we continue to do everything we can to make sure that health care in this country is accessible and affordable. I hope that the Republicans coming in with majority don't go back to the same old debate about whether or not it should be repealed. Let's talk about how we continue to work to improve access to health care in this country and keep it affordable, and talk about how we can do that. If we have that conversation, I'm positive we can be productive. If it's just a conversation about repealing Obamacare, we will get nowhere.
Senator, what are you going to miss about being in the majority in the Senate?
Well, I've been in the minority before. I've been in the majority. I've actually been here when it was 50-50. And what is great about being in the majority is when you chair the committee, you get to set the agenda. You get to decide what issues you're going to focus on and make sure that that's what your committee is really working towards. If you're a member here, you can obviously have a chance to participate in legislation as it moves forward. But in the minority, you have the opportunity to make sure your voice is at the table, fighting for the people you represent, that the issues you care about are part of that debate. And I'm confident that as I work here, both on the HELP committee and all the other issues in front of us, I'm not going to lose my voice. I'm going to keep working.
Senator Patty Murray, she spoke to us from her office in Washington, D.C. Still to come on the program, the threat of a government shutdown in Snohomish County. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.